gonna go.
This is Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. My name is Ranisha Harris, and I'm calling on regards of James Johnson with Evolution Custom Design.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just returning your phone call. The application that we submitted for equipment.
Yeah. Did you guys have, were you guys looking to bring on some equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up your account. What type of equipment is it that you're looking to bring on?
Salon, barber chairs.
Barber chairs. Okay. Okay. Let me pull up the account real quick. Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Was this for Evolution Cuts? Okay, perfect. Pull that up. Let me ask you a few. Do you know, do you help them with the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you know a lot about it?
Yes.
Perfect. How long has he been in business for?
About 8 years.
Okay. And do you know what he did in sales last year? Like, for the year? Just in a ballpark. Doesn't have to be exact.
Probably about, like, 120.
Okay. 20K. And how would you rate his personal credit? Do you have an idea?
I would say it's fair.
Okay.
I don't think he actually has any, a lot of credit.
Right, okay. So he pays cash for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I totally understand that.
But
okay.
He was trying to, for one, so the business credit to get
okay.
some sort of credits established as well. And
absolutely.
Get new furniture, remodel.
Okay, so is he just looking to bring on just some chairs, or is there other items as well?
With some chairs, the floor mat. Three shampoo bowls, two hair dryers.
Okay.
And I think that would be it.
Does he have an invoice or a list from the place that he'll be purchasing it from?
Yes, it's actually buyrightbeauty.com.
Okay, and he has it like all saved online where he can just check out?
Yes. Yeah, I helped them fill out the online application. I was gonna submit it through
the website.
There's like a on the application. There's a spot in there to say what furniture, but I wasn't unsure, so I just put barbershop equipment, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's all good. What we would need actually. So I know you filled out the application online, but what I would need is to send you another application because
okay.
I need his actual signature on the app.
Okay.
Is he 100% owner of the business?
Yes. I don't own anything. I just help him manage it.
Perfect. He needs, business owners need people like you, right, to help.
Yeah, right. right.
So, okay, good. What was your first name?
Ranisha.
Ranisha, okay. How you spell that?
R-O-N.
Uh-huh. I-E-S-H-A. S-H-A. Perfect. All right. And how soon is he looking to bring on the barber equipment there?
Within the next week or 2 weeks or so.
Okay, so pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I feel like we can, definitely help him out. What was the total cost, do you remember, of what all that equipment would cost?
I don't.
Okay.
I know it was maybe $5,000.
Okay, so wasn't that expensive, so it shouldn't be that hard. Okay, here, let's do this. Let me send you the application. What's a good email for me to send over the application? I know I have James's email here, but do you have one that you can get directly?
I have one. It's going to be Ranisha.
Mm-hmm. R-O-N.
Harris. Yes, you can just send it. I know it's, you can send it to my business email.
Okay.
Ranisha Harris at Lux, L-U-X-E, Prince, P-R-I-N-T-S, and
Designs.com. ronisha.com. Okay, so I got RONIESHAHARRIS at Lux, LUXE, Prince, and spelled out AND, design.com.
Perfect.
Cool. Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to, you have my number, so if you don't get an email from me in like the next 10, 15 minutes, give me a call back so I can resend it to you. But okay. I'm going to send over the application just because I need it filled out. And then I need his signature on there, basically, which kind of gives us authorization to kind of go forward.
Right.
And then after that, if you could also send me back, I'll write in the email what I need, but I need 6 months of his business bank statements. Does he have a business bank checking account?
Yes, with Bank of America.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I'll need 6 months of that. And then do you know, did he do his 2015 taxes?
I believe he did, yes.
Okay.
The tax lady, the accountant, she has those copies, so I may have to swing by to go get anything that you need.
Okay, no worries, no rush. We work as fast as you guys can get us the stuff. So as soon as you can get it to us, I can get on it right away. And we can take it from there. Is there a good number to reach you?
Yeah, you can actually reach me at 904-887-5100.
904-887-5100?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Ronisha, well, I'll send that over. Do you have any other questions for me?
Yes, I actually do.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I know we looked at a few lenders, but when I was looking at for a salon because that's the other business that we do. Do you guys also do equipment loans for technology?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we do equipment loans for any type of business, no matter what the piece of equipment is.
Oh, okay.
So, do you guys have another type of business?
Yes, I have another business as well.
Oh, okay. Is that the Lux Print and Design?
Yes.
What do you do?
Graphic design and like a print studio.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
I'm working like from home now.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, once everything is, I have everything. Everything's pretty much ready to go. But I want to open up a storefront. But I want to save a little more for the upfront cost and the build out for the store.
Absolutely, totally understand.
But for right now, to keep overhead a little low, I'm fine. You know, working from home, doing deliveries and everything like that. But eventually, I do want to do a storefront.
Okay. Well, even if you need like some equipment at home, we do home-based businesses. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we could also help out with equipment. Okay. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I'll be honest. I did have a bankruptcy 2 years ago.
Okay, it's not a problem. We work with people who've had a bankruptcy and, you know, even tax liens. So if we can't go the equipment route, usually sometimes what we can do is get you some working capital. Okay, now with working capital will be a little bit more expensive than your typical equipment loan, but it's cash.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can spend it however you want. But in order to get the working capital, you need sales coming in to your business. Do you have sales that come in currently right now, or are you kind of just still starting? You do. Okay. How much do you bring in a month?
I would say like 3 a month.
Okay.
For right now.
Okay. Once you get up to like the 7 to 10,000 range, that's when we're able to get you some real capital.
Okay, that's great.
So yeah, you just keep that in mind. We can definitely help you out. I mean, we could still try for the equipment. Okay, just because you've had a BK doesn't mean you're automatically going to get declined for that. That's what's cool about our bank is that we actually work with our business owners, and we don't shut away people who've had BKs or tax liens.
Okay.
So we're definitely here to. Yeah, no problem. We'll stay in touch, and if you ever need anything, you know, for your business, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
Okay, so I will go ahead and send that over for James, and if you could just help me get that paperwork in, I'll get working on this for him.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
No problem, Ronisha, and then if you have any questions, just give me a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye.